Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your miracle seed into the ground. And I want you to begin to know that you're sowing seed that's going to produce ripe fruit. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season in the month of September where you're going to be bold, where you're going to have a lot of ambition, where you will walk into a degree of power and a degree of authority. And with these ingredients, you're going to find that you're going to be able and eager to achieve some new things. For the Lord, there's people meeting you is going to begin to view you as the one with the answers, as the source. They're going to view you as one that is dependable, one that can be counted on, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet God says, be careful because you may be slightly also accident prone. So watch your footings. Watch how you get up at night so that you don't hit your toes any place. Watch driving. Be alert. Be aware. Stay on top of things. Don't allow things to break your focus, because broken focus can cause other mishaps. So the Lord says, be aware and be more sensitive, even in your surroundings. But also watch where you're at in certain neighborhoods and things of that nature as well. Around the 5th of the month, around about the 29th of the month, the Lord is going to give you the ability to begin to set some goals, because God says your social life is going to begin to take a real boost and go up. And you're going to find that you're going to meet someone who's going to be who can help you attain some kind of a goal of something that you're seeking to do. Now, I do feel that around the 24th suggests that you may soon have an opportunity to do some rewarding work behind the scenes. If possible, the Lord says avoid crowded places and polluted areas around the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st, because something could try to affect your lungs, but also protect your lungs during that season, and watch what you inhale and things of that nature, fluids or anything of that nature. Just stay on top of things so there's no cold end up setting in, which can end up producing fluids or something around the chest area. Watch breathing. Watch places that maybe have gases or things that is not healthy for your lungs. See if the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the month for new creativity and new self-expression. But Father God says you're going to be busy about the social D this month. And I hear Father God saying this is the month to even begin to take a new course. But Father God says make up your mind and stand by your choices. I do hear Father God saying do not doubt your abilities, nor those around you, those you may be connected to in partnerships and or relationships, or even those you may have social contacts with. Father God says this is also the season where he's calling you into a deeper level of study. I do hear Father God saying new spiritual understanding and new spiritual priorities in this month. Father God says as you seek your spiritual priorities and focus on the things of God, you're going to find your answers. Father God says this is also the month where you're going to begin to take the opportunity to look into investing, financial favor, financial ventures. I also hear Father God saying group activities are highly favored concerning the things of investing. I hear Father God saying you may be offered a special opportunity to join a group or and or financial investors. So Father God says be open. Dot FBI, Clause FBT, read the fine print on the documentation and ask more questions, because Father God says this is something that will benefit you and bless you. And I further hear Father God saying, do pack your bag for travel, long-term and short-term, for business as well as pleasure. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, dear friend, thank you once again. I want you to listen to the word from the King of the Prophets, and I will be right back.
God bless you, Sister Alisa. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be some sort of a change. And God says for you to not fear the change. I'm hearing God say that there's newness all around you. And God says that there's going to be great energy. I'm hearing God says for you to take in more fluid, get more exercise. God says for you to continue on this path. I see where you were writing in a journal. And God says for you to revisit that. I'm hearing God says that he's enhancing you. More thoughts are coming your way. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. I hear God saying new travel for you. I don't know if you have a desire for a new car or a new transportation, but I hear God saying travel is favorable for you in this season. I see you even taking travel as far as trips overseas, business trips. God says this is a time and season that he's bringing you into a greater dimension of you, of who you really are. And God says it's going to really open your eyes and take you into the new heights and the new depth that God wants you to be in. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lisa. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, scholarships and grants. For I hear Father God saying your education is not over. And I hear Father God saying, delay doesn't mean denial. So I hear Father God saying, press in and press on, knowing that all things are coming together for your good. And I hear Father God saying, don't underestimate your power. Before Father God says you're more powerful than you acknowledge and more powerful than you know. So Father God says, face your fears and face your family. And that's the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart and thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place in a dimension of me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead thee, and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Once again, thank you, woman of God, for your seed of $44.44. I bring you into a season and a time of an anointing. I bring you into a season and a time where the Lord says new doors, new partnerships shall open up for thee. I bring you into a season of partnerships and opportunities. I bring you into a season and a time where the Spirit will say unto thee that you will move into a time of blessings. For the Lord says, use wisdom in this season, for you will see that God will bring you into a time of even greater respect. He will bring you into a time of new insights, and yea, even healing. And as you flow according to the leading of my Spirit, I will cause you to come into a season of great transformation, and I will equip thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For you will see that all things are working for your good, and you will know that I am with thee. For the Lord says, I will cause you to come into a season of peace, a peace that passes all understanding. And as you keep your mind stayed on me, yea, saith the Lord, I will help thee remove the fears, and there shall be no disappointments, there shall be no trials and tribulations, for you will know that I am with thee, and that I have guided thee. For this is a time, for as you begin to stay in my presence, I will surely cause you to prosper. Spiritual wealth, spiritual maturity, and you will see that I will deepen thee, and you will come into a time where you're going to be studying, you're going to be taking classes, you're going to be reading, and you're going to be getting into my presence. Something surrounding community that you're going to do that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, keep your mind stayed on me. Keep your mind stayed on me, and I will help you to be able to release the fears. For the Lord, there are some things that is seeking a release. There are some things that are seeking to exit your life, and the Lord says, do not fight them, but let them be, and know that I have great things in store for thee. For you will rise up and be the leader that I have called thee to be. And yea, I heard God say, successful business, for I will bless your hands, and whatever you touch, I'll bless it. And wherever your feet go, I will cause you to prosper, woman of God. Thank you for your miracle seed. You're climbing up the ladder of success, and that is the word of the Lord. For I will bring you into a time where deep shall call unto deep, and your calling shall be made even so much more clearer for thee. For I have great things in store for thee, saith the Lord. Follow the leading of the Spirit. And that is the word of the Lord.